So I'm listening to Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast, Fitzdog Radio, the episode where he has Neil Brennan on. And they're talking about Neil Brennan's recent ayahuasca trips. And Neil Brennan is talking about the difference between whether you're a good person underneath at the core and then doing transcendental meditation or ayahuasca trips or whatever, if that helps you discover that core, or if you have to go outside of your core to find that, and that at your core you're an asshole. From his perspective, he doesn't know. So I'm going to play you a clip, edited down, of this little part of the conversation, and then I'll see you on the other side. Remember, you can support this podcast by going to patreon.com/arthouseradio. You will go to patreon.com/arthouseradio. You will.
How much? Because I've been doing ayahuasca lately. That's been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I did it 3 times. And in the last 4 months, I believe. And it's been great. And it has had a transformation on, I think, my baseline. But it's just, man, it's just really...
What do you mean by baseline? Like if you're home alone baseline or if you're...
No, what I mean is, okay, so you do you drink it and you have, it's a shroom experience times 100.
Yeah.
But it's a shroom experience times 100 and it's a portal to the only spiritual religious experience I've ever had. So,
and that's coming from a kid who grew up Catholic.
Yeah, and that's coming from a kid who was an atheist 3 months ago and no longer is. And I don't know what I am now, but I don't. There's something there, right? But I can only see it when I drink ayahuasca.
It doesn't stay cool with you.
No, here's the cool thing. First time I did it, the halo was about 10 days. The hangover was about 10 days of, I was genuinely nicer. I didn't even, as you were saying, you know, I told somebody, you go to church and then by the first stop sign, you're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
With ayahuasca, I didn't have a fuck this guy even in me.
Yeah.
It was like a disc was put in my stomach that just didn't have that. On day 10, 11, 12, I started to kind of revert back to my actual personality, but I was nice. I was patient. I was like sweeter. And to your thing about like, yeah, it's easy to do it at home. I was directing a commercial in Florida. So I was like, I was tested and was good.
Wow. Do you feel like you did a better job on that commercial than you normally would?
I did a nicer job. I don't think I was more creative or less creative. I was just more patient with people and didn't snap at anybody and didn't feel entitled to.
Yeah.
Second time I did it, I had that for like 17 days. Third time I did it, I drank too much, long story short, felt shitty afterward. But now I feel... I'm not taking antidepressants. I haven't taken antidepressants for 4 months.
Well, you can't take them when you take ayahuasca, right?
Correct. Yeah. SSRI. Yeah, you cannot. You can literally die from serotonin syndrome. So I feel as solid, I think, as I've ever felt in my entire life.
Good, man. Congratulations. Yeah. That's great.
Now, I don't have that nice patina.
Yeah.
But I have a shot. At least I'm not. Maybe I do. I mean, maybe because I'm more solid, I'm less snappy.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing. But that's been a good thing in terms of a kind of snap your fingers, voila. It's the closest match to a magic bullet I've ever been involved in.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, because you're a seeker. I mean, I respect that.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, you know, you can get to a certain point in your life and just say, like, you know, I'm just going to be a guy that wears flip-flops and goes to the bar and goes to Shea J and gets the same beer and talks to the same bartender and goes, this is it. This is fine. I'll do the crossword puzzle at the bar. It's fine.
Yeah.
But to continue to try to like peel back layers and get to what is really you, it's inspirational. And I think that, you know, even though you don't proselytize, but it is something that I've seen.
But yeah, so I, and when you say it's to get to your true self, I it's more like I want to get to a better self. I think the true self is the cunt.
Wow. Really?
And I think so. That's the one that, again, to your point, the one that's, you know, when you stimulate it, it's like, fuck you. The getting wow, the Irish that's... out. It's like, is Kevin running to get the... to get the Brennan out of him because the Brennan's not his true self? I don't think so. It sounds like the Brennan's the true self, and the running is the thing that you do to get to pan to get that shit out.
Wow. That's a tough way to look at it. I mean, I've never thought about that. When I say true self, I guess I do believe that there's a part of us that was the clean slate. Who was it that called the clean slate? That you're born as a clean slate and then all that stuff gets put on you. I mean, you can't not think that that stuff was put on you, especially if you believe.
But I don't know. I mean, you would know any of your children's faults are not. You didn't put it on them.
Yeah.
I mean, meaning they got it from your wife or from you.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about, I'm talking about temper, certain things, certain right. characterological things. Or they just come out like sweeter. It's like, you know, yeah. I'm from a giant family, so you can see the differences between people that were raised in the same environment.
Yeah, right, right.
So I don't even see it as... I guess it's like, look at it from a comedy point of view. Is the real you all of the, is it your notebook or is it the stuff that works? I would say it's the notebook. And you get to the stuff that works through editing.
Right.
And I think it's similar in this, where it's, I wake up as the notebook. And then I try to either TMS, ACOA, fucking ayahuasca, my way, like, okay, we gotta get rid of and meditate, all that stuff to get to the better version.
So you're literally describing life as a performance then. It's not a true self. It's
well, it's, I don't see it as a performance. It's in a vacuum. I don't need to do it in front of people. It's like mental thing. It's your thoughts.
Right. No, I don't mean in front of people, but it's also not deep. It's never going to be self-discovery. It's always going to be self-crafting.
So a couple things to point out about that conversation. And I'm going to try to respond with Alan Watts here as always, because he says it better than I do. So Neil Brennan says this, when you say it's to get to your true self, it's more like I want to get to the better self. I think the true self is a cunt. Is the real you, in talking about comedy, he says, is the real you the notebook? In other words, what you wake up as, or is it the stuff that works on stage? Is it the edited stuff? Is it the revised stuff? And he goes on to say, I wake up as the notebook and try to TM ayahuasca myself to get to the better version. And Fitzsimmons says, which I love, so you're literally describing life as a performance. I don't mean in front of people, but how you're describing it, it's never going to be self-discovery. It's always going to be self-crafting. I'm going to kind of stay out of this because I'm not sure either, but I feel like, and I don't know Neil Brennan, so I won't go specific on this. It sounds like he's not sure, and he, if you listen to the episode, he he seems to kind of be strongly in favor of the fact that he's the asshole natural and he's trying to get away from himself. I don't know that that's true, but what I can do is read you this by Alan Watts. Some time ago, a group of people were sitting in a restaurant, and one of them asked the others to say what they meant by reality. There was much vague discussion, much talk of metaphysics and psychology, but one of those present, when asked his opinion, simply shrugged his shoulders and pointed at the salt shaker. He was amazed to find that no one understood him. Yet he had intended to be neither clever nor obscure. His idea was just to give a common sense answer to the question on the ordinary assumption that reality is whatever exists. He was not understood because his friends, in common with many others, regarded reality as a special kind of existence and life, with a capital L, as a particular way of living. Thus, we often meet those who talk about the difference between being a mere clod, a mere animated stomach, and a real person, between those who simply exist and those who really live. When we revere real personality in others, we are liable to become mere imitators. When we revere it as an ideal for ourselves, here is the old trouble of wanting to make yourself great. It is all a question of pride, for if you revere life and reality only in particular types of personal living, you deny life and reality to such humble things as, for instance, salt shakers, specks of dust, worms, flowers, and the great unregenerate masses of the human race. But a life, a reality, a Tao, that can be at once a Christ, a Buddha, a Lao Tzu, and an ignorant fool or a worm, this is something really mysterious and wonderful, and really worth devotion if you consider it for a while. For life and reality are not things you can have for yourself unless you accord them to all others. They do not belong to particular persons any more than the sun, moon, and stars. So of course Alan Watts brings it home. I like what he's saying there. I'm not sure I like what he's saying at the end though, when he says, for life and reality are not things you can have for yourself unless you accord them to all others. I think whether you accord them with others or not, I think you still have a life. I mean, you could live off the grid in Alaska, and unless you're, I'm assuming that he means human beings. Maybe if you go into the woods in Alaska and you live off the grid and you're communicating with birds and trees and you're the fish in the lake for your food or the deer or whatever, I guess then you're in accord with others. Others being anything outside of yourself, whether it's a living being or an inanimate object or seemingly inanimate object. So I guess, okay, I could see that. So I'll leave it there. If you want to read more about Alan Watts, those excerpts come from the book Become Who You Are, or Become What You Are. I don't remember which. I've read the book. It's very interesting. And then the Fitzdog Radio episode is with Neil Brennan. It's the most recent one. Okay. Patreon.com/ArtHouseRadio. I hope you're doing well, and I'll see you next week.